Hey everyone, I'm Hecate and welcome to The Witch's Brew. Today we'll be interviewing Lady Macbeth at Dunsinane with an in-studio interview with the ghost of Lady Macduff and her children, and finally an interview about where the characters are now with Macbeth. I'm currently heading to Macbeth's castle at Dunsinane. I've heard rumors that Lady Macbeth has been going a little mad after her husband had slain his best friend Banquo. Here comes Lady Macbeth's personal doctor. Sir, do you have any updates about the sanity of our queen?
She's getting worse by the day. Only God can help that woman. I suggest you stay away. She's been saying the strangest things.
That's weird. That won't stop me from interviewing her, though. The podcast must go on.
Don't say I didn't warn you. Her room is up those 30 flights of stairs.
I'm finally done climbing all of those stairs. What a workout. Anyways, here's the queen's room.
Ah! The blood can never be washed away! Never!
Oh my goodness. It appears that Lady Macbeth is talking in her sleep. Maybe I should wake her up.
Please, forgive me, God! Please cleanse my soul of this murder!
Or I could probably get a better story out of her if I let her continue to yell in her sleep. Now, Lady Macbeth, what is all of this that you're talking about? Is there someone that you murdered?
The blood! The blood of my own king! How could I be so nefarious as to push my own husband to do such a thing?
It appears the queen has convinced her husband to kill Duncan. I think she's feeling some regret. Now she's rubbing her hands together as if she's trying to wash them.
My stupid husband couldn't do the killing right, so I had to go and clean up for the bastard. I wish I never got the blood on my hands. All the oceans of Great Neptune and all the perfumes of Arabia can never wash this away.
I think I should go. Anyways, we are now back to the studio to do an exclusive interview with Lady Macduff and her kids, resurrected by yours truly. Gosh, I love being the Queen of the Witches. Please wait a few moments while a couple ads play.
Do you need a doorkeeper to watch your doors 24/7? Then you should definitely hire me, Porter. Since Inverness is of no use anymore to King Macbeth, I have no job. I don't take money for pay, only a gallon of beer for me to drinketh every day.
Hey everyone, we are back in the studio, ready to interview Lady Macduff and her kids, Timmy and Bertha. Lady Macduff, would you care to recap on you and your family's tragic death?
Yes, I would be happy to. I was sitting with my children, talking about how my husband is, like, dead. And then Timmy, like, starts being rude to me and talking about how Macduff was cheating on me. My husband is, like, definitely dead. Not off cheating on me, no matter what my son believes.
It's because it's true, Mom, and you know it.
Whatever. Anyways, that one guy, Macbeth, sent his murderers for absolutely no reason to come and shank us. I still have no idea why. Like, I didn't do anything, and they still came and stabbed me.
If you were alive, what would you want to tell Macbeth?
I would tell him to go burn in hell. I will haunt him for the rest of his miserable life for what he did to my family. In fact, I would make sure he never sleeps again for all I care.
What about you, Lady Macduff?
I would talk to him to find out if he was, like, really cheating on me. Timmy is kind of a psychopath for telling me all the time that Macduff was cheating on me, but sometimes I really wonder if he was a good and loyal husband.
Okay then, that seems like a pretty logical thing to say. Thanks for coming in, guys. Next, we are going to have Macbeth come into our game room and let him guess what's going on with all of the other characters in the play. Please hold while a few advertisements play.
Do you need to have your future told to you? Do you need someone to tell you a prophecy about if you're going to be king or not? If so, call the three witches, minions of Hecate. We can tell you almost anything about your destiny. All we need is a little eye of newt, toe of frog, and baboon's blood, and we can tell you anything.
Welcome back to the Witch's Brew. I'm Hecate, Queen of the Witches, and today we're with the king himself, Macbeth.
It's an honor to be here.
Over here, we have a hat filled with papers and the names of your fellow characters' names on it. You'll pull one out and guess where they are now. I will provide you with the real answer after you guess.
Okay, let me choose one of the names.
I got Fleance. I bet he's dead by now. I hired my murderers to go after him a long time ago. They failed the first time, but I sent them out again, and I have full confidence that they will butcher that little rascal.
Too bad, because you're wrong. Fleance is actually still running around, free as a bird. We don't know exactly where he is, but he is definitely not dead, that's for sure.
Ah, I will pull again. I'm sure I'll get it right.
I got Macduff. He told me he was fleeing to Fife. He doesn't really matter that much to me, for he is less powerful than I. He could never defeat me in battle, so I don't really care where he is, to be honest.
Well, you weren't completely wrong. He did go to Fife. You definitely got that one right. He met up with Malcolm in England, and they are currently planning on attacking your castle. Seward gave Malcolm lots of troops, so you should probably watch out for that.
Oh my goodness! I've got to go prepare for war! It was a pleasure seeing you, Miss Hecate, but I've got to go.
And that's all for the Witch's Brew today. Next time, we'll have an exclusive interview with the new King Malcolm and the slayer of the tyrant, Macduff. Have a good day.